do New Jersey. I know New Jersey.
What's the capital of Kansas?
Topeka.
It's early evening at the Buller's house in Prairie Village, and the two kids talk about school while their mother, Ann, serves dinner. On one side of the kitchen table, their dad, Finn, joins in the conversation from his motorized wheelchair with a wheezing ventilator attached to the back. A medical caregiver quietly slips in to give Finn an insulin shot for his diabetes. There's always a caregiver at the Buller's house, providing 24/7 medical help to the former Kansas City Star reporter. Finn Buller's was born with a rare degenerative disease called Charcot-Marie tooth. It's required a lot of complicated medical care, including the insertion of a breathing tube that changed the sound of his voice.
I tended to think I had a fairly commanding and sort of booming voice by which I could, put on the professional voice and, this is Finn Buller's with the Kansas City Star.
About 4 years ago, when Buller's was in his mid-40s, his health forced him to leave the Star. Caregivers now help him with dressing, making food, and bathing. They help clear phlegm from his airway a few times a day, and they move him at night when he sleeps to prevent bed sores.
These are non-negotiables.
That's Rocky Nichols. He's executive director of the Disability Rights Center of Kansas.
These are the things that people need to get out of bed in the morning to accomplish activities of daily living that those of us without disabilities take for granted every single day. And to see those services dramatically scaled back is very troubling.
Earlier this month, with the switch to CanCare, Finn Buller's found out his attendant care services are being cut 75%. And he's not alone. About 30,400 other CanCare recipients are receiving cuts to their Medicaid this year. These are the results of reevaluations conducted by the three companies that now manage the state's Medicaid program.
Part of their assessment or their reevaluation is to determine if the appropriate amount of services is occurring, if additional needs have been identified, or if a reduction in services is warranted.
Gina Meyer-Hummel is a commissioner of the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. Finn Buller's Medicaid is now managed by United Healthcare. This summer, one of that company's care coordinators paid him a visit and asked him about his ability to function. Based on this information, United decided to cut 10 hours a day of in-home care. And at night, his care attendant will be replaced by someone who will sleep in the house to be available every few hours or for emergencies.
It's essentially like the state is saying, you've got four apples that you need to have to survive, and we're willing to give you one apple.
Whenever a managed care company wants to make a service reduction, it needs the okay from the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services. Neither United Healthcare nor the Kansas Department said they could talk about the specifics of Finn Buller's case, but KDAD's Angela DeRocca said the department is comfortable with the requested service reductions. Commissioner Gina Meyer-Hummel explains,
generally, reductions occur because there had been a level of service that had been approved that it's no longer necessary.
A lot of Finn Buller's care doesn't require a professional. It could be done by family members. But his wife works full-time and serves as the primary family breadwinner. The care reductions would require Ann to be Finn's nurse every minute she's not working or sleeping. They say that's just not practical.
My name is Lori Fisher. I'm a family physician that practices in Overland Park, Kansas.
Dr. Fisher has been Buller's doctor for over 10 years. She was not consulted when United reevaluated Buller's, and she disagrees with the company's decision.
I understand that there's concern about people misusing the health system or that certain people get more care than they probably truly need, but I really feel like Finn is a very appropriate candidate for 24-hour care and needs it to continue to be able to live.
What are you going to be jelly.
He's going to be peanut butter.
Back at the Buller's house, the conversation has turned to Halloween. But Finn has the next day, November 1st, on his mind. That's when the reductions are scheduled to begin. Finn Buller's has bought himself some time, though. He's appealing the reduction, and according to the Kansas Department of Aging and Disability Services, no changes will be made while there's a pending appeal. I'm Alex Smith, KCUR News.